The lawsuit filed in federal court claims a 2008 voter-approved state constitutional amendment which bars same-sex marriages violates their individual rights under equal protection and due process provisions of the United States Constitution. Attorney Sean Aiken said there's no legitimate basis to deny his clients the same rights and protections of marriage afforded opposite-sex couples. But Aiken also has a fallback legal argument for two of the couples who are married in California. He wants Judge John Sedgwick to rule the Constitution bars Arizona from refusing to recognize what was done legally elsewhere.
The full faith and credit clause requires that, you know, one state recognize fill-in-the-blank death certificate, birth certificate, and court judgments and marriage certificates fall right in the same category.
Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court voided part of the Defense of Marriage Act, which forbade the federal government from recognizing gay marriages performed in states where that's legal. That led to changes in laws and regulations entitling legally wed gay couples to things like being able to file joint federal tax returns and get survivor benefits. But the justices did not address another provision of DOMA, which says states need not recognize same-sex nuptials from other states. Aiken said, though, that the federal law cannot trump the couple's constitutional rights. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.